What purpose does the gentleman from Wake, Representative Dollar, rise?
To debate the bill.
The gentleman is recognized to debate the bill.
Mr. Speaker, before dealing with the details of the bill, many of the members, all the ones on finance who have heard this discussed, I would request the Speaker to recognize Representative Bell and then Representative Dixon and Representative McGrady to discuss the need for the legislation.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Wayne, Representative Bell, rise?
To speak on the bill.
The gentleman has the floor to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, thank you for being here today and being attentive in appropriations and finance. This is a very important bill because it addresses the concerns of Hurricane Matthew, other storms, and the wildfires in the western part of the state. Many of us in here represent districts that were significantly impacted by this. My own personal district was one of the ground zeros for the storm itself. Myself, Representative Dixon, Representative Larry Bell, Representative Graham, Representative Speciale, and many others in eastern North Carolina felt the direct impacts of our four counties that were hit and hit very hard. Even though you look at the state's response and the outstanding response they did through emergency management under Governor McCrory's leadership, there's still voids left. And today is the day that we start filling those voids. Today is the day that we provide certainty to communities all across eastern North Carolina and western North Carolina that this noble body and the Senate together will work hard to repair the damage that's been done. Today is the day that we provide certainty to our school systems and unfair burdens to our students, teachers, and parents that they've faced over the last month and a half. I ask for your support of the bill. I ask for you to continue supporting these communities, and thank you for the support that you've given and the support that you will give in the future. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Duplin, Representative Dixon, rise?
To debate the bill.
The gentleman has the floor to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, colleagues, and members of the General Assembly. My remarks will be very brief. I think enough has been said about the needs that have occurred across the state. This has been an extraordinary disaster that's been described in great detail. I will attempt to briefly put into perspective what I think the job of the General Assembly now is, which is to find the proper level of government involvement in the recovery of our citizens. We do not want to intoxicate our citizenry by great gobs of money. We do not want to sedate them by a lack of concern for the General Assembly. We want to continue to encourage industry, thrift, self-reliance, and common sense as we move forward in attempting to recover from these disasters. If for no other reason, I think that it's appropriate that we do this, that this General Assembly join hands with our governor to send the message to the people of North Carolina that we care about your struggles. That which we have appropriated so far is a beginning. It is our opinion that what we have proposed to appropriate is adequate for what we're trying to do at this time. It in no way represents the totality of what we think that we will eventually have to do to help our citizens recover from this disaster. I commend the bill to you. I'm grateful for the extraordinary efforts of our staff in this instance, as well as other instances, to help us navigate some of these very complex situations to establish the proper level of government as we try to recover. I commend the bill and request your support for it. Thank you.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Henderson, Representative McGrady, rise?
To speak on the bill.
The gentleman has the floor to debate the bill.
Colleagues, when I was tasked back in October to begin starting on a disaster relief bill, the disaster relief bill was solely about flooding in the east. It's a little bit perplexing to stand here now and have a bill that relates to the east and the west, but our problem out west was just the opposite. We are in severe drought. We could use a lot more rain, and we had a lot of fires. Despite the extensive nature of those fires, whole towns, Chimney Rock in Representative Rogers' district, particularly in Lake Lure, were really spared in some respect. We didn't lose any structures. And that came at a cost, though. And the cost was primarily in firefighters. And those firefighters came from 40 different states and throughout the state of North Carolina, including many of them that came from the east, having just dealt with a flood, to come west to fight our fire. We've been keeping track of those costs, and somebody has to pay all for all the transportation and all the things that is needed to facilitate the firefighting that went on. And we got real lucky with the wind, and we had plenty of people, and we didn't have Catlinburg occur. This bill has upwards to $25 million in it related to the western fires. I commend Commissioner Troxler particularly and the Forest Service for the work they've done and the coordination they gave, but also the fact that they kept up with the costs. I'm really a little bit surprised to be standing here with a disaster relief bill that this quickly begins to address those costs. And so I would urge your support of the bill and assure those of legislators from the West that you can go home and specifically point to the monies that are going to go to firefighters and other relief efforts in western North Carolina. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Members, before I go back to Chairman Dollar, the chair has introduced a number of our new members, and we're joined by another one of our newly elected members who's with us also, Representative-elect Cody Henson from Henderson County, who's sitting in the back, who's extended four privileges. Please welcome, join me in welcoming him here this evening.
Mr. Speaker.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Henderson rise?
Not to correct the speaker, but while he does represent a portion of Henderson County, I think those are fighting words that he represents, lives in Transylvania County.
Noted. For what purpose does the gentleman from Wake, Representative Dollar, rise?
To debate the bill.
The chair will permit the gentleman, the chair will consider this the first debate. I believe the gentleman simply did introductory remarks, so without objection, the gentleman is recognized to debate a first time on the bill since the gentleman did not fully debate last time. The gentleman has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Most of the members were in the Appropriation Committee and heard the details of the bill. Rather than going through section by section, I will save you that. Suffice to say, this bill has been worked on. I appreciate the work of Chairman McGrady and Representative Dixon, Representative Bell, and a host of other members who have worked on this bill, along with our colleagues in the Senate. We've tried to put this together to address the needs, as were mentioned. The federal government has appropriated just last week $300 million to go with this $200 million. That's $500 million in additional aid to that which has already been expended by the powers that the governors had to deal with emergencies over the last several weeks. As Representative Dixon indicated, this is phase one. There will be a phase two. We are essentially about a month or so ahead of where they were in 1999 with assessments for Floyd. And so that is the reason why we want to make sure we appropriate these funds now to match up with the federal monies that have been appropriated by Congress to get the aid out there as quickly and as efficiently and effectively as we can to these people in the communities and businesses that are hurting. And knowing that as the final assessments are completed over the course of the next several weeks, we will be in session and we'll be able to come back and do the second phase of disaster relief. That will be our intent to do. So I appreciate the unanimous support we received in the Appropriations Committee and appreciate the governor's comments and the unanimous support we got out of the Finance Committee We have staff on the floor available. If I cannot appropriately respond to a question, and with that, Mr. Speaker, I would just give advice that I believe I have a technical amendment coming shortly that we can take up when that comes. Other than that, I'll be pleased to answer any questions about any sections of the bill that you might have.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Scotland, Representative Pierce, rise?
As Speaker Dollar, question, please.
Chairman Dollar will be glad to answer a question, I think. But,
I'd be gone for a while.
unless there's some information I don't know about.
We're working on something together.
All right. I have to rule both these gentlemen out of order real quickly. Does the gentleman yield?
I yield.
He yields.
Thank you. Representative Dollar, I believe it like that. I've heard the, we've been in debate today, and I know you're going to do a good job, but what I'm really interested in, coming from Robeson County, with my other colleagues, that you would do all that you can, and I know you have some responsibilities, but we really want to make sure things get to our communities in a timely manner. I know we've talked about it. I pulled some legislation back today that you advised me to pull it back, so I did that. But I just want you to, and show us and work hard to make sure, because we've got a lot of, in Robeson County particularly, I know we've got 1,000 people just displaced. I mean, we had a lot of public housing hurt, people's homes. I mean, when we talk about it up here, it's one thing, but when you actually on the ground back there and you see it and you know those folks, it's difficult. So I hope that you would do all that you can to ensure that those agencies that have those funds, get them to the places they need to get to in a timely manner. And I know that you'll do that, and I appreciate that. Thank you for your leadership, but we really want to make sure we do that.
Yes, sir, Representative Pearson. And I think the gentleman's points are incredibly well taken. And I know in particular when we went over for a briefing a few weeks ago at emergency management, they showed the rain pattern. And you were right under the worst portion of it, I think, 18, 20 inches of rain in just an incredibly short period of time. And your area of the state was hit as hard or harder than any other area of the state. So and we have certainly Director Sprayberry of Emergency Management and the others involved, I believe, are very sensitive to moving expeditiously to get the aid that we appropriate today from the General Assembly out to where it needs to be and to those most critical areas. I think the current administration has been performing exceptional in that regard, and I would anticipate that Governor Cooper's administration will also keep up that exemplary work when they take over in a couple of weeks.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Robeson, Representative Graham, rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, to speak on the bill.
The gentleman is recognized to debate the bill.
Members, we had some discussion in the Appropriations Committee about the days that our children missed in school and teachers missed, obviously, due to this storm. And obviously, it affected different counties in different ways, different numbers. And I have a concern about one part of that bill, and that's in Section 5.7, that we're coming to Raleigh to do the business of our people, but we're leaving with what I would consider to be some unfinished business as it relates to the storm and the devastation, and that is not giving our teachers an opportunity, giving them their due diligence in terms of this storm and the impact, and leaving here and saying, well, you still have days to make up. I just think that's wrong, Mr. Speaker, and I'd like to send forth an amendment that will address that issue.
The chair's in possession of the amendment. The gentleman is recognized to send forth the amendment. The clerk will read.
Representative Graham moves to amend the bill on page 7, lines 5 through 12, by rewriting those lines to read.
The gentleman has the floor to debate the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And members, this is very simple. It basically says we will excuse all days. If a LEA had 8 days, we excuse all those days, not all days except 2. In my county, we had 15 days. And you know what your situation is back in your county. Our teachers, are hardworking people. They put in their time. Our classified personnel, they put in their time. It's unfortunate we had this tragedy. It's an act of God. God imposed his will. We are going to leave here today, and we're going to leave a void. We're going to have something in their mind about, well, the legislature, you went up there and you did this and you did that. And I just want to commend everybody for what you've done. I think you've done an admirable job, and what we've got is to be we're thankful, but to not forgive this situation and say to our teachers, okay, well, we'll bring Hurricane Matthew back in the spring, or we'll add it on to the end of the year. We'll let you come to the school on Saturday. We'll have children in school on Saturday. We'll let children make this time up whenever, when we can take care of it today. Very simple. Let's erase it. Let's be through with it. Let's go ahead and work on recovery and repair. And I think our teachers would certainly appreciate that kindness from this body. And I'm asking you, ladies and gentlemen, I'm asking for your support. Let's send teachers this message that, and students, that this is unfortunate. We're going to put this behind us, and we're going to go forward. In addition to that, we haven't even gotten into our winter season. We may have 5 or 6 days this winter. And I just would love to see us, as lawmakers, support our teachers in that way, support our classified personnel in that way. Let's send them a message. We're putting this part of it behind us, and let's move forward. And members, I would certainly appreciate your vote. I would appreciate your kindness to some of the hardest working people in this state. And to be honest with you, many of these teachers were out working in shelters. They were out working in their communities. They were out working for those families and those children. We're not giving them anything, in my opinion. And I would certainly appreciate your support. I think it's the right thing to do, and I think the time is now that we do this. Thank you for your time, and I appreciate your green vote.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Henderson, Representative McGrady, rise?
To speak on the amendment.
The gentleman is recognized to debate the amendment.
Colleagues, I rise to oppose the amendment. I think it would be a huge mistake, actually. And I think the bill as drafted represents not simply a compromise as between the other body and ourselves, but actually a compromise between members of the House. There is another side to this argument. The proponent of the amendments talked about worrying about the message we're sending to teachers, but what about the message we're sending to LEAs and school boards across the state? A lot of school systems, when this natural disaster occurred, moved fairly quickly to begin to make up their lost days. I think we're sending a very bad message if we come in and knock out, forgive all lost days. What are school boards in the future going to do? They're going to wait for us to forgive, as opposed to try to address the problem proactively, as many have already done. There are members here, and I won't call them out, but there are members here who are very unhappy with forgiving days. Their concern is that they need as many days in the school to meet those performance standards that are already in the law. And so there are you have to wonder whether we waive a bunch of days, whether those school systems are going to do as well in their grades and their evaluations as other school systems across the state. So I would say, as I said in the committee meeting, this is this clearly is a compromise between two different positions. The Senate's position on school calendar and the House's position on school calendar are in the background here. actually, I think the gentleman has gotten most of what he wants, because, again, we reached out to a bunch of school systems and LEAs, and we were told, basically, you know, if it's only 2 days we got to make up, we can do that. In fact, some of them said to us, we've already done that. If we just waive this whole thing, I would just it really concerns me about what sort of signal we're sending to people in the future and how we're affecting our kids in this school year. And so it seems to me that 2 years is a very two excuse me 2 days is a very reasonable number, and I would urge you to defeat the amendment.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Duplin, Representative Dixon, rise?
To debate the amendment.
The gentleman has the floor to debate the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members and colleagues. Our task here is to find a balance. The range of opinions on this issue ranged all the way from not forgiving any days to what we have ultimately settled on. And so it's a matter of balance. As I said in appropriations, most of our systems anticipate the possibility of makeup days from time to time in the original planning of their calendars. However, no one, to my knowledge, would ever anticipate this type of disaster. And so it's already been mentioned here, we have two bodies here. I can tell you that every single LEA that I've contacted today, and there have been numerous ones, and indicated to them that we were going to require them to make up 2 days and the others would be forgiven, they are elated that the General Assembly cares about them to this extent. I think it's a good compromise. I encourage you to vote no on the amendment.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Union, Representative Horn, rise?
To debate the bill.
The gentleman has the floor to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Quite frankly, I was one of those that wanted fewer days forgiven. These are kids that the kids that live in some of these areas are some of our poorest and most underserved kids in the state, as we all know. These are kids that desperately need a quality education. They don't need to miss even 2 days of school. So but this is a compromise, and I understand that. And if I was one of the kids, I'd probably be elated. And if I'm one of the family members, I'm probably satisfied, yeah, this is a reasonable compromise. But to excuse all the days, I think, is a disservice to the kids who need to be prepared properly to move on to the next grade. So it's going to take an effort on behalf of the LEAs involved to ensure that these kids are properly brought up to speed. So I urge you to defeat the amendment.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Wayne, Representative Bell, rise?
Speak on the amendment.
The gentleman has the floor to debate the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, I represent two of the counties that had over 10 days. I get it. I understand it. When I came into this body to start working on this bill right here, it was my intentions to waive all days dealing with Hurricane Matthew, because I understand the trauma that went on. I've been there moving people in and out of their houses, helping with businesses, moving people to make sure their business was still there. I get it and I understand it. Representative Dixon and I worked very, very hard along with Representative McGrady and Representative Dollar to put the House in a position to get just that. And this is a good compromise. It's a compromise that I'm happy with. And like Representative Dixon, I have been in touch with superintendents throughout my counties today, and they are ecstatic. They're ecstatic that they're only having to make up 2 days, because they understand the cost burdens that go into this. They understand what more days would add to their bottom line. They understand the burdens that it would cause students to have to work. They get it. They understand it. They also understand that by this compromise, that it provides them certainty moving forward. These days were already built in through their calendar at the very beginning of the year. These days still give them the flexibility whether we have an ice storm or another disaster to be able to make up those days. This is a good compromise. I ask the members of the body to defeat this amendment, and let's stick with the compromise and not play politics between two chambers. Let's put this bill in the right direction, send it to the Senate, send it to the governor, and let's get the people that are affected the means to move forward. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question before the House is the adoption of Amendment A1 set forth by Representative Graham. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. The clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 29 having voted in the affirmative and 84 in the negative. The amendment fails. For what purpose does the gentleman from Wake, Representative Dollar, rise?
Send forward an amendment.
The gentleman is recognized to send forth an amendment. The clerk will read.
Representative Dollar moves to amend the bill on page 3, lines 45 through 48, by rewriting those lines to read.
The gentleman is recognized to debate the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of the House. This amendment does not change the dollar amount for this particular item, but what it does do is it adjusts the language very slightly in order to conform to some information that we had received through emergency management from the FEMA attorneys wanting to make sure that we can access all of the programs. And so we told them we would accommodate their attorneys by making this slight change to ensure that we'll have full participation from FEMA in this particular area that we're appropriating. I would appreciate your support.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the adoption of Amendment A2 sent forth by Representative Dollar. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. The clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 114 having voted in the affirmative and none in the negative, the amendment is adopted. We're now back on the bill. Further discussion, further debate? What purpose does the gentleman from Durham, Representative Hall, rise?
Speak on the bill.
The gentleman is recognized to debate the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and I, too, appreciate the work that was done on the bill. I know that it is certainly, we all know this is not sufficient. This is probably a one-third step, possibly, but we do set some precedents in the bill. I do want to emphasize the fact that despite our best efforts, and I've heard from rural area legislators, that this is not really going to move as fast as we would hope it would and won't provide the relief as quickly as people need it. So we know that's something we're up against and we're going to have to work on. I would note that we did not include a real education information component in here to help our, especially our agricultural area farmers who lost millions of dollars, access the help that we're trying to provide to them. So hopefully that'll be something we can address in the future to make sure they know fully and they have additional assistance and help in trying to access the relief we're trying to provide to them. Finally, I would note in the bill that we have certain categories of repairs and assistance to certain infrastructure, but we're not necessarily dealing with our infrastructure by category, but instead specifying some counties that will have repairs to their infrastructure, other counties not addressed at all. Again, I realize this is the first step of what is probably going to be a three-step process. I hope that we'll acknowledge and recognize that we've now set this precedent where we're giving specific relief to individual projects and not giving it by category. So hopefully we will, in the case of dams and dikes and other infrastructure, let it not be dependent upon what county you're from, but let's look at the overall effect on the region and the area and make sure we categorize them by need and so that our citizens will feel they're fairly treated. So I think the issue of trying to make sure we provide in the future that education and information and maybe technical assistance to our farmers in particular in our agriculture areas is very much important, as well as our individual citizens, so they can, in fact, access this aid that we're providing to them in a timely manner so it can help them. I heard today in one meeting where a member indicated up to 1,000 people from his area had been displaced, and those folks certainly will be detached from our regular system of providing information and providing access. So, again, I hope that's an area we do address fully in whatever follow-on bills we do. Thank you.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Henderson, Representative McGrady, rise?
To speak a second time on the bill.
The gentleman's recognized to debate the bill a second time.
Assuming, Mr. Speaker, assuming the bill ultimately passes in this form and signed by the governor, I want to just reiterate this is just sort of a first step. The people in the chamber have eyes and ears on the ground, and we know we're fairly early on, and we know we don't have all the numbers right, and we know there's not enough money there. In some of these sort of categories, but at this point in time, we don't have enough information to know what we need to put there, and felt like it would be irresponsible just to dump money into categories and figure out later how it's spent. Likewise, if in the administration of the monies that we're putting out there over the next 60 days, you know, we need to tighten up, or there needs to be some direction given to the administration and or the various departments, we really hope we'll hear from you. The expectation is the next piece of this will be move in advance of the long session appropriations bill, and that it would be a bill that only relates to disaster relief. Now, one thing that has come up, and again, I want you to think about this, but one thing that's come up consistently is, you know, you learn lessons when these things happen. You find out that you don't have the helicopter support you might need to do relief efforts, or you could have prevented that flooding if you had done something else. And I would say to you that, you know, the vehicle for getting some of that done, particularly capital projects, actually will be the big budget. And you ought to be remembering what has occurred here and make your arguments based on the facts. The next bill, the next disaster relief bill, will probably not be where we take care of all that. But I do think we're actually looking at a longer process, and hopefully we'll do it in a fiscally conservative way. At least that's what I'm going to try to be about. And so please keep your ears and eyes to the ground. And if you got complaints, you got concerns, you think things aren't covered, please get back to us, and we'll try to get those answered for you. And I urge your support for the bill.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Waite, Representative Dollar, rise?
Speak a second time on the bill.
The gentleman's recognized to speak a second time on the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, members of the House. And I was hoping that my good friend from Durham would stand and give positive comments. But I would just like to remind the body of this. We ask the administration and all of their agencies and their emergency management departments to bring to us the requests that they had, the backup information that they had. As the gentleman from Durham may recall, a number of his members had urged the General Assembly to meet in a special session and to act. We have done that. As I mentioned before, if you look at the timeline of past disasters, particularly Floyd, where this session is probably a month in advance, in part because we have been able to gather together a number of needs that are present, that we know we want to fund, that we need to fund. In the area of agriculture, as Representative McGrady mentioned, we have worked very closely with the commissioner and his staff to try to fund all of the needs that they currently have identified. And in fact, we are funding all the needs that have been currently identified. And as we have said very clearly in committee and on the floor, we will be coming back with a phase two as we know those specific needs, they're assessed, and we can make sure that we are putting the money exactly where it needs to be to get people's lives and livelihoods back up and running. I would also note, and I made a specific effort today to ask, to inquire, if in working with the FEMA team that is actually in and operating here in North Carolina, that this bill has actually been run by them. It's been shared with the FEMA folks in Washington. They feel that we are addressing what we need to address as a state to fully access the funds that were just appropriated from Congress. So we've got a total current package of $500 million, and the commitment that this General Assembly has to move forward with additional dollars as we have those fully assessed and we know. Another thing I might just mention, with the package that was just approved in Washington, in many instances, you have to wait for the rules to be adopted by HUD and by a variety of other federal agencies so that we know exactly how to direct the additional dollars that we are going to be needing in the future, and they get exactly where they need to be and maximize their benefit. And in terms of compliance with this legislation and making sure that it is executed as the will of this body directs, again, I'm sure that the gentleman from Durham is well acquainted with Governor-elect Cooper and will be able to keep his feet to the fire, and that it is all of our hope that he will do as well, if not better, than the exemplary job that our current governor has done in dealing with this disaster. Thank you, and again, I anticipate that we will have unanimous support and vote for this legislation. Thank you.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of the House Committee substitute to House Bill 2 on its second reading. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. The clerk will open the vote. The clerk will lock the machine and record the vote. 115 having voted in the affirmative and none of the negative. House Bill 2 passes its second reading and will, without objection, be read a third time.
General Assembly of North Carolina next.
Further discussion, further debate? If not, the question for the House is the passage of the House Committee substitute to House Bill 2 on its third reading. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The House Committee substitute to House Bill 2, having passed its third reading, is ordered engrossed and sent to the Senate by a special message. Notices and announcements. For what purpose does the gentleman from Wayne, Representative Bell, rise?
For an announcement and a comment, Mr. Speaker.
The gentleman has the floor for an announcement and then for a point of personal privilege thereafter.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Republicans will caucus in room 544 in the Legislative Office Building 10 minutes after session. A moment of personal privilege.
The gentleman is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, if you look in the back, you see a number of members-elect that had areas that are affected by Hurricane Matthew and the wildfires, and they're present today to show an interest. You also see a number of members of staff that worked tirelessly over the last 2 weeks to get this bill done to this point. And I want to personally thank them and to thank everybody that participated in this bill, and I look forward to working with all of you in the long session. Thank you.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Robinson, Representative Graham, rise?
Moment of personal privilege, Mr. Speaker.
The gentleman is recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Mr. Speaker and members, I just want to say on behalf of the citizens in my district in Robinson County, I want to thank each of you who came down to Robinson County and the city of Lumberton and throughout the county during that period of time when a lot of people were suffering and needed to just have hope. And I think by your words and your presence and supplies that you brought to our county really spoke volumes to those folks. People left home with nothing. with nothing, pajamas maybe. That was it. Several days in a shelter on bleachers. That was it. That was home. But I want to thank you, Speaker, for coming down to Robeson County and others. I won't try to mention everybody because I know I'll forget someone. But I do want to say on behalf of the citizens of Robeson County, thank you. Thanks to your prayers and your thoughts and your emails and your concerns. And I want to also publicly thank our local folks in Robeson County who came together. You know, many of you know Robeson County is one of the most diverse counties in the state of North Carolina, tri-racial community. We had citizens taking care of citizens who didn't know who they were taking care of. If there's a silver lining in this storm, it's that Robeson County citizens stood strong and they supported each other. And I was very proud to see that happen. People taking care of people in shelters who they didn't know, didn't live in their community, but all they could understand was these folks need help. And I witnessed that. And I'm just very proud of my county, Department of Social Services, first responders, our local people who brought grills out just to cook a meal for a person they didn't know. And I'm just honored to stand and say I live in Robeson County. There is a silver lining in this, and I just want to thank you for your work today and this effort today. And thank you all, and I'm in a loss for words right now, but just I appreciate everything you did during that time. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Wake, Representative Martin, rise?
To speak to a point of personal privilege.
The gentleman is recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. Members, it's appropriate that the day we pass a significant disaster relief bill that will help so many folks in North Carolina, that it's also a special occasion for some of the North Carolinians and from neighbors from our surrounding state who participated and put their lives and their time on the line to actually help our state to recover. And I'm talking, of course, about the North Carolina National Guard. Today is the 380th birthday of the National Guard of the United States, so I thought it appropriate to mention today. I know we've had a few members of this body that have served in our National Guard. I know Representative Goodman and Representative Pendleton have, and I'm sure there's probably several other members that have also. So a big thank you to all our guardsmen and women, and happy birthday.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Cumberland, Representative Floyd, rise?
Two reasons, Mr. Speaker.
The gentleman is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, I just want to say thank you all for coming to the great state of Cumberland County. We were thinking about withdrawing from North Carolina, but when you came in and gave us all the assistance during Floyd, I'm sorry, during Hurricane Matthew, I sent Floyd, but you didn't listen. So I sent Matthew, and hope this time that you would listen as you prepare, you know, for the next 100 years. Mr. Speaker, my second request.
Gentleman's recognized.
Inquiry to chair.
Gentleman's recognized for an inquiry.
Mr. Speaker, from your wisdom, what does the schedule look like for the remainder of the week?
We just got here. We'll be out before Christmas. For what purpose does the gentleman from Cabarrus, Representative Pittman, rise?
Point of personal privilege.
The gentleman is recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thanks, sir. Since Representative Martin mentioned National Guard, I thought I'd take the opportunity to share my pride in announcing to you that recently my son Samuel got his promotion to captain in the North Carolina National Guard.
For what purpose does the gentleman from Transylvania, Representative Whitmire, rise?
Point of personal privilege.
The gentleman is recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Folks, the bill that we just approved is tremendous, and those of you who either have or have been close to those who've suffered harm. But I also want to add how our state, which is regarded as the best in the nation in the NORTHCOM and FEMA circles, is regarded with its capabilities, its leadership, its ability, its state emergency response team, its emergency response apparatus to actually save lives, prevent human suffering, and mitigate great property damage to the extent that we can. Hurricane Matthew and closer to my home, the forest fires, but me being here during the Hurricane Matthew and working it from over at the Emergency Operations Center, not from what I did, but I want to attest to you that our state does it incredibly well. And they do it with people that aren't getting rich doing what they're doing. They do it because it's a calling, it's their profession. They have their day job, but when disaster strikes, that's basically the effect of their wartime mission. And they are pulling some long hours that between September and October and times plus or minus that time frame seem not to end with fuel shortages, riots, hurricanes, the floods that preceded Matthew, and then the fires. They do it, and they do it well. At one point, we were coordinating 38 aircraft, which may not sound like a big number, but that's a huge number, of Coast Guard, North Carolina National Guard, Highway Patrol, Customs Border Patrol, Air Force Auxiliary Civil Air Patrol, that were doing what it took to get the major federal disaster declaration, which means call share, spotting and looking for people that needed to be saved. One night alone, we did 54 helicopter hoist rescues and 887 surface-level swift water rescues. The list goes on. They were burning the candle at both ends. And while the outcome was certainly not anything we want to go through again, Mother Nature hit us hard, and it would have been a lot worse if we in this body didn't enable our state emergency response team to be able to do what they did. So good on you. Thank you.
Members, the chair will give some advice about what tomorrow's schedule looks like. We have passed the bill. The bill has now gone to the Senate, and the chair intends to for us to adjourn and come back at 11 a.m. tomorrow. However, we will not have the bill back by that time, so we're coming in really for administrative purposes. The soonest that I would imagine we would have any kind of vote tomorrow would be sometime in the afternoon, either after 1 or 2, and so that's going to depend upon the speed with which the Senate moves, getting the bill back and seeing where things are. So when we adjourn, we will adjourn at 11 a.m., but you have the chair's assurances there will be no votes at 11 a.m. We would come in, let's say probably would recess until 2 p.m., subject to with the normal things to get bills and so forth. So for your planning purposes, that would be tomorrow's schedule. For what purpose does the gentleman from Durham, Representative Hall, rise?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Point of personal privilege.
The gentleman is recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I want to thank everyone in this body for the sympathy shown to me and my family during our time of loss. And a second point, Mr. Speaker.
The gentleman is recognized.
I think in my time of personal tragedy, I took inspiration from the work of two members of the House during this flood that we had. And I want to recognize Representative Carla Cunningham for the work she did in Charlotte and Mecklenburg County to get a tractor-trailer load of assistance and personally ensure it was delivered, and also to Representative Garland Pierce, who made sure his community received those supplies and set a great example to show that our folks work all the time in the House of Representatives. I think we can all be proud of the work they did reaching out to their North Carolinians, even though they weren't necessarily in their home communities. So thank you very much.
Further notices and announcements? If not, the gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, subject to receipt of messages from the Senate and the re-referral of bills and resolutions, I move the House adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, December 14th at 11 o'clock a.m.
Representative Lewis moves, seconded by Representative Stamm. The House do now adjourn, subject to receipt of messages from the Senate and the re-referral of bills and resolutions, to reconvene Wednesday, December 14th at 11 a.m. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. We stand adjourned.